question. I'm pretty sure I know the answer. I want everybody to think for a minute. When was the last time you were really, really, really hungry? Like, so hungry that you thought you couldn't go for another minute. Or when was the last time you were so thirsty that you were sure that if you didn't have a drink right then, you were going to just pass out on the spot? So just imagine what that hunger is, and just imagine what that thirst is. And keep that in the back of your mind. I'll come back to it in a minute. And I'll tell you a story that happened to me, not about hunger and not about thirst. The story happened to me exactly 19 years and one day ago. It was the first night of Slichot. I was here in Israel. I wasn't living here yet. I was here in Israel. And I had walked to a shul. I was there for Slichot. And something happened. You know, sometimes there... we mumble through words. No, I'm sure nobody here has ever experienced just mumbling through words in tefillah. But for me, it happens that sometimes I end up just mumbling through words and not thinking about it. So it comes to slichot. That was one of the things that I was used to mumbling and not thinking about them. But every once in a while, in the middle of my mumbling, there are words that jump off the page. And it happened to me the first night of slichot. There was one line that just jumped off the page. I couldn't get it out of my head. And here's the line. Okay, if you have Slichot in front of you, we actually say it every single night of Slichot. So it's one of those you keep coming back to. So on Slichot Yom Sheni, which we're going to say tonight, it's on page Lamed Zayin. So as you see at the top of the page, you've got Hashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, right? That's one of the things we say and we don't mean. And then we have another paragraph afterwards, Hirshanu, Fashanu. And then there's another paragraph, Mashiach Tzidkecha. This is the part where we get into like high-speed mumbling, right? Or like I say where, this is the part where we make believe like we say a lot of the words. And then at the end of that paragraph, of Mashiach Tzidkecha, there's a line.
Most happy edition. Lamed Dalet.
Okay, Lamed Dalet. Oh boy. Oh boy, okay. Yes, okay. I got the wrong version. Okay, Lamed Dalet. Okay, the top of the page. Mashiach Tzidkecha. Okay? And the last line of that paragraph, Mashiach Tzidkecha on page Lamed Dalet, Amecha v'nachmatcha, your nation, your inheritance, Re'evei tuvcha, the people who are famished, but not famished for food, they are famished for Hashem's goodness. Tzmei'ei chastecha, the people who are thirsty, but really, really, really thirsty for Hashem's chesed. Te'evei, people who have a craving. Te'evei yish'echa, people who crave God's help. So just imagine that feeling of those pangs of hunger that we spoke about a few minutes ago. And imagine that what you're hungry for is a closeness to God. Imagine what you're thirsting for is the feeling that God has embraced you. And I can't go another minute if I don't get that sense. I'm going to pass out. It's a crazy kind of thing. Those are the words here. That's what we're talking about. God, your people, the people who are famished for your goodness, who are thirsty for your chesed, who have this deep craving, not for pizza, not for chocolate, but this deep craving to feel God lifting them up. Those are the people who Yakiru V'yedu Kila Hashem Elokeinu Arachamim Mastichot. Those are the people who will truly recognize that Hashem is really the one who controls these strings of rachamim, of kindness, of compassion, and slichot, and forgiveness. I saw those words, and I said, I can't believe how many times I've said those words, or make believe that I've said those words, and haven't paid attention to them. I can't, for the last 19 years since then, I can't go through that paragraph without pausing on those words. That night, walking home from Slichot, those words were just bouncing around inside my head. I had about a 15-20 minute walk. I just couldn't get them out of my head. I couldn't get the image out of my head. And eventually, there was only one thing that helped. There was a tune. And the tune just came. I don't know where it came from. But the tune just came and said, I belong to those words. So I want to share with you the tune and the words. And we'll sing together a little bit as a little bit of a preparation for Slichot. As we begin to try to imagine, what would it mean? What would it feel like? You know what it means? Meaning happens up here. What would it feel like to really be close to God? What would it feel like inside to feel, close my eyes and, oh my goodness, God is right in front of me. And then what would it feel like a moment later to say, where did he go? And that's what this tefillah is. And here's a tune that attached itself to these words. It's really simple. It's really, really simple. May hastecha yeveyishcha. That's pretty simple. That's the first half. Yakiru veyedu ki Hashem Elokeinu harachamim yaslicho. Yakiru veyedu ki Hashem Elokeinu harachamim haslicho. That's the whole thing. Hashem Elokeinu harachamim v'haslicho. We'll do it one more time. V'yei v'etuvcha t'v'yei chastecha t'yei v'yishecha. Oh,